Shodut Clairnagael as Bavalyam Osaltacha. Hello and welcome to Clairnagael. My name is Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you this programme, Clairnagael, in two languages. That's to say, in the English language, as Shendagre Sechilg. And that's to say, in the Manx Gaelic, Jinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Mabanachtat Rish. Looking at old newspapers, there's always interesting articles that have absolutely nothing to do with whatever you might be looking for. Well, this time there's not even the excuse of its being a nice round 200 years ago, because actually it's something from the newspapers for December 1827, so 198 years ago for some reason. Suskeel as chaglum na brerach and grim to shan talier en niber to shul na tri mekege, les pulich in a clat taustun dartege. Rosh mabelli feathern mach, de rawe ginor, a stryle shen. Ach den maxin erge tie, as enish na hair tie. Martha Woods is a musician, dancer and singer from Lostwithiel in Cornwall. Here she sings her own reworking of a well-travelled song about the herring. Tawas geis jacrish, radio banning stasiun an asiun, viscol ar scelia mach by Dulish Alan Vanning. Singer Martha Woods and the tale of the herring. And there's another song from Martha later. There's a choice of only two newspapers from 1827, the Manx Sun and the Manx Advertiser. Strangely, we have MANX for Manx Sun and we have MANKS for Manx Advertiser. Still Manx with the KS at the end of it in use at that time. Both of them make free use of newspapers from Britain and Ireland, from which they reproduce articles, so there's not actually very much in the way of glimpses of the island itself. The island's social and commercial life is left to be discovered, at least in part, by the range of advertisements and notices. The Manx Sun came out on a Tuesday, and the Manx Advertiser came out on a Thursday. And in this case, the Advertiser also simply copied a piece from the Manx Sun, although it also went on to add further information to it. The Manx Sun article starts: "During the severe storms which have visited the coasts of the Isle of Man within the last week, the Swedish ship Fortrondret of Karlskrona, Andrew A. Kerman Master, from Marseille, bound to Glasgow with a valuable cargo of madder, put into Derby Haven, where she took on board a pilot and four men, in addition to her crew of 12. A cargo of madder probably gives rise to the name madrel. Madder is the red dye that they used. Erno drawn dynieg na ffrindeis chymaif yn maes ieg a chordau bwrd yndysach, ystref ei cwrdd sys ys teig rai, bwrd, bi cwdych, te chyt dyfei lint leis bi ys jach blastl. Ach ons tai os tan os der nag yn y bwrd ys erbela tar ei son sian bwrd ag ei hun. Lyg dyn mac chyt dyfalia tan ereg yn sian talier galtach ei dymai, ach tret y cwyrra erna na bwnan dy chytstiach dy goel gynts mygyrt yn bwrd yndysach sio, chanel y bwrd elia sio dynu feg, as tyn macsyn y goel nier a jay jyn mor bleb rost dy chwlio fech. Tyn nabac yr rei na ffrindeis dy mwlyr, as tyn mansyr ega y chordau addl, as tret y enryt cwrwyt roi as teg rei bricl brit, tyn addl sbwt y mach cwniach yn era. Trwy tachart, tyn naf ac chyt gysynon taios ys y bres yna, as tyn os der ffagan na teud y yw nhw dy gedyn yn er as yn ardal, as tyn os der melall ar yn adl er as o'n adl elia. Guinness ar so tyn naf ac gwld y falia. Now, having started with a song about herring, this is the traditional Manx song about the herring fishery, sung here by Brian Maxtall. Oh. This is in fact an Irish tune called Alleluia na Gaona.
Alleluia gauna na gauna be the barlam. Alleluia gauna na gauna galabana na gauna magin how we get our ten banta. Alleluia gauna na gauna na bana. Alleluia gauna na gauna be the barlam. Alleluia gauna na gauna galabana na gauna magin how we get our ten banta. Alleluia gauna na gauna na bana. Alleluia gauna na gauna be the barlam. Alleluia gauna na gauna galabana na gauna magin how we get our ten banta. Alleluia gauna na gauna na bana. Alleluia gauna na gauna be the barlam. Alleluia gauna na gauna galabana na gauna magin how we get our ten banta. Sin dera nei hei ne kana ures tam ya kin ma kauni kos tam launa vi mani ga gam fei ne. Chaglin chan no gauna Fighter dum sakana agus fighter dum vuaro is fighter dum sakhia khina kring mahud wakte kyol te shin kring va do shir khore mahlu asakh bevinya Lamsam gemenach na mochtacht chum boalem. Alleluna gauna na gauna na bana. Alleluna gauna na gauna bida barlam. Alleluna gauna na gauna gala bana na gauna madin haunide dalser na bante.
And that was an Irish trio. Well, they weren't an Irish trio. Actually, they are a trio called Northern Lights with the vocal by Lorgan MacMahuna, who is from Dublin. I think the piper there is actually from Belgium. Ronald De Beck, I think his name is. But that was unexpected, but anyway, very pleasant as well. Alleluia Gauna. Actually, very unseasonal because it's really about the cattle dancing in the fields. Sa taia gerish, ta ner ega galtach e, as ta na bak ega mulier saljig a mach de mechion an adal yndasach sio. Lieg dau kore mer na nabunan da chit kujach dur ta mulier e grish an er ega, nim fyr ver chach chau ulyu. Bi shen yndasach dur ta talier. Eish cha bi fe morms labarach garach lesh masneid. As Renesian heen sairach a mach as, as hugi e mern an de bunan de chit rachelia. Chalias vadulio jit rachelia hug a mulier e moru de yinu remus, as reni corlesh an adal, as reni scalia mach en rich roi. Nish, corsiu gael dorte, as dilia mach, breekel brit. Ach a denk mir an era a chor bi, as ren shen sailjig a mach, nach raua bech, weg na spuskiendach na adel bi elia. Ma so, ve edden jau rega wuljur boch, tre honneke drawe ve mollet. The newspaper story of the Fortrondet continues. But during the violent gale of the 10th inst, she was compelled to leave her anchor in that bay and endeavour to reach Douglas Harbour. Having failed in the attempt, she let go her remaining anchor, but from which she soon after drifted into the breakers outside of the dangerous, insulated rock of St. Mary in Douglas Bay, and with the first stroke unshipped her rudder and lay in a very hazardous state. The lifeboat, the boat of His Majesty's cutter Swallow, and two harbour boats put off to her assistance. It was first attempted by means of horses to bring the vessel into port, but on her striking on the rocks and bilging, this was given up. And the lifeboat, by letting go of her anchor to windward and veering down upon the wreck, was enabled to take all the people and most of their personal luggage from her lee bow. The boat of the Swallow relieved her of part of them, and the whole were thus rescued and brought in safety to Douglas.
Thank you.
Hymn in the Glow is the Welsh title of that piece, which translates as The Rain's Hymn, written and played by Ceres Havana on her triple harp. There's more from Ceres, but not from Ceres's harp, later on. Stasiwn yn asiwn dy radio banning ys daw geis a Chris Clare na gael. Mis Robert gyda'n corfel, Robert y corslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tyn cledyn Clare siwr y chlas yn rhys rhys siacht yn lwg jigol yr sgeliau mach ys sy'n trwy dyn ydeg y radio banning ys lio rhys brw y cramon eis rhys. Erin ydeg y radio banning nes dy podcast rhys gadael nasty J. Clare na gael na trwy'r cerdd yn podcast elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. A those on board the Swedish cargo vessel the Fort Trondet, wrecked on Coniston, St Mary's Isle, were successfully taken off and brought into Douglas, where, says the article, every requisite accommodation was provided for them by the Isle of Man Shipwreck Society. On Tuesday, a small part of her cargo was landed. But from the severity of the weather and the state of the vessel, being full of water, with the rocks through her bottom, not the smallest hopes are entertained of her being saved. In these services, the boat of His Majesty's cruiser Swallow was commanded by Lieutenant Strugnell, RN, who rendered every assistance in his power. Sir William Hillary had with him in the lifeboat Lieutenant Greatrix, RN, Lieutenant Robinson, RN, and Mr. Hillary. Mr. McMeekin, agent for packets, also attended in his boat. A tribute of respect is due to the prompt attention of the worthy baronet, who was, as usual, the first to aid the wreck and save the crew. Renna mulier eig shira erna nabunan de laide. As uds nulliw gul dy faliach o boch ys trebyd yr jet. Ys chyrraw niater eg yn sian dynia ach dy rawi ers yn goel nis y sned eg y rys, as eg yn dynia eg dy gul dy ofrach y de mwlyr. Fy'n tras frer er chor y hun mor na ffrindeis de deliad yr ffoi, as er yn ôl dy fel gofrach eg yn del na cyrs fi sle oel fe goel trel iawr o'n synsach ei. Dyn si frer de o'n sgriwyn creich o wlc fy rydd yn engwl er yn son. Ys yn acht er yn lys Jerry Jane y Diwrne yn oc, ren yn os der, engoel y goel yr sŵlfaw na rydd yn yndysach fy oc. Treb yn deilod yr eg ar nintach y chyrdjega, ys fe yrlw dy rhoelt, ren yn maes i ega mor onysup son yn ymwrch y mae ega, corde sac, as dinche de the rau maja chaus dai je. For them cor ych roche yn sac, as for the be a fyr ym y doel daw, dwrth yn dynieg, ach creis yw y maja daw. Now, we've eschewed Brian MacStall on this occasion in a song from the Isle of Man. We've just heard Lorgan MacMahuna, and for some reason we have him again now. And the woman yonder down there is the subject of the traditional Irish song that he's singing. We heard him singing with the trio Northern Lights. This is from his solo album, Lorgan MacMahuna, A Bhean Uid Thíos.
Son khana khera ko griya karnae shahi Show. is an capel tasi a mula sa marnae.
The voice, once again, of Lorgán Mac Mahúna and the traditional Irish song Aban Ud Hís. Ní mén stúd, dregar a mánsia, ma vis pech éniach ginnú áði dút, as tau gré, vádja, mách as a tak. Ní an mádja lima mách orú, as ní a búliad chutróm na bí ebidoch de gléisecha na de egeilabol ra seachtan. As a ginnis square bai der a tau gré, vádja, stiach uns a tak. Húg a prindéis buís dé, as hrog a nís a sac, as gau a toiach der na djurné an ega. As trer en pech ar bí saiach air, iarach é, Vádja, mách as a tak. As chalirach, mách leis a vádja. As rannig cor imedi scotchen den chút, den den ferry, as den dream fo, hug jera er a chús de bliu. Faster beg de rau, rink a delia der eg a taios, on van de vrair ega mollit. Hug e a poga drumma ega na lai er a vúr. As gau e toiach der cor cúnta jay ulluna rydyn yndasach ve ar vagan sa teil. De jaru, fuddy de vod o winch dau, mach iawn yndasach enyach elia ve de grei. Now, having praised Sir William Hillary, or is it Sir William Hillary? We've seen that before in Clanagail, haven't we, where there's poems, particularly by Wordsworth, where the rhyme seems to be Sir William Hillary. So perhaps that was the pronunciation of his name back in those days, but Sir William Hillary seems to be the way everyone pronounces it these days. Anyway, having praised Sir William Hillary and those in the lifeboat, this article, as it appears in the pages of the Manx Sun, finishes by saying that equal praise extends to the care and zeal displayed by the commanding officer of His Majesty's cutter. And that's, of course, the Swallow that we heard about being commanded by Lieutenant Strugnell. And then, having actually, all it does here is acknowledges Manx Sun. So it's saying that actually that report was taken verbatim out of the pages of the Manx Sun and reproduced here in the Manx Advertiser. In the Manx Sun article, then, it refers to Lieutenant Strugnell, who commanded the ship's boat of His Majesty's cutter Swallow. In fact, he commanded the Swallow, but he took charge of the ship's boat and going to this rescue. On Tuesday, says the Manx Advertiser, which was the day the Manx Sun had gone to press, of course, the Tuesday, on Tuesday it blew a hard gale from the southwest, and a brig, the Dryades of Beaumaris, Jones, master, bound from Tynmouth to Liverpool, laden with pipe clay, was observed making for this port. And when about 2 miles off, Lieutenant Strugnell, with the Swallow's boat, took a cable on board, which lay on the pier head, and waited outside the harbour to render assistance. When the brig got inside the head, that's Douglas Head, she had to encounter a strong squall, which caused her to go to leeward of the harbour. Now this is a song in Breton about the mysterious figure of Ahez, sung by Nolwenn Leroy.
till you will know where's on my lawn. Now we'll have one. Valina was he gave me no nose. Waham my fillet. Ahri veda res. Ahrazy fell. Davori was on. Ahri swagger the hanon. Adare the lavon. We will have days. They are gone on loose. Adare.
The chorus said, from Brézizel, Low Brittany, to the Irish Sea, my name is Ahez, and I'm waiting for you. So a slightly threatening figure, it seems, Ahez there. And Breton singer Nolwenn Leroy singing about Ahez, a song for which he gets some composing credit, although the main composing credit seems to go to Gwenin, another Breton singer. The Dryades of the port of Beaumaris in Ynysmon, the Isle of Anglesey, had been bringing a cargo of pipe clay from the port of Tynmouth in Devon to Liverpool, but the southwest gales had driven her up towards Douglas. However, even when it looked as though it was safe, as the Dryades came under Douglas Head, it was blown past the mouth of the harbour. Lieutenant Strugnell, though, was in the ship's boat of His Majesty's cutter Swallow, and he'd taken a hawser on board from the pier, and he was standing by. The Dryades encountered a strong squall which caused her to go to leeward of the harbour when, says the Manx Advertiser, Lieutenant Strugnell instantly made to her assistance and was fortunate enough to get the cable on board, with which, and the help of the people on the pier, she was safely got into port. Too much praise cannot be given to Lieutenant Strugnell for his foresight in having the hawser in readiness, and the manner in which he acted on this occasion. Fuddy, as in Dele der Eig, the vodu lort machion bwred, vis cormach bi as joch ersen hin, as machion an adl, vis cor as machren. Redden fi vajad, chanel mi gobel shen. A chanelad veg, kasolar isha yindas tami angedden, as tami de imerka rumpin sa tak shen. Esh ren a fair tai fosle na klishnega. Kreis a tail vison smunia, svi liklia de vela sak, lum led na clay genan. As to sledden care em de goile, no de vel ulyuna ridden maya chit duns trien. Tre hengtre en aljavach, ren de goldach shina mache hin ervink, as huggi a sakega fun chionega mar klushag, as renna nos der, trevi smunion de rauen dunye cadle de trom, chit, as lug de chroma shis, hiarne mache de kerelach, as huggi ferelia stiakons in a jay. Harau a delia de ach furchten er so, de hachert. And there we heard music and a bit of singing from the long-running Scottish band Old Blind Dogs.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
She stashun and ashun tane show Radio Vanning, as egen treton, she Claire Nagel was colour scaly mach, merempin, Robert Cadin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Cat house van fair tie, cor tarn dunnel gerinach, dilly dunya, badger, mach as a tack. Mach lesha badger chalirach. As renne cor de dreamen oster, as uns fardel renne guis on machin. De surge be gemach, ne strimme van maja boele machen tre ere grim. der a rinne tushim er trogilu er lair. Esh dort an deiladar. Man a velu cordau a bwrd, as an adl, as law, heg toyach der a gaman sio, as an o. Och, an e, na lig a gi, deim a fair tai, as e, ledden a hurt. Niem cor sien ulliu ar ash de manra, der awas ach cora ar a vurgain aglach sio, gul bax a tac. Esh dort an den yeg. Bim kinjil. Sha shir a coolina kerach. Ach, gau kereil. Esh deme, vaja, stiach uns a tac. As dege on she. A mora gain hae a deilio da roes leis a fwrd, as leis an adl, a red tai gus an erega. Ban talier fi fanra da djaru, fagan an trasfac eg a rish. Had it not been for his, that's Lieutenant Strugnell's, assistance, the vessel would, without the least doubt, have been a total wreck, as she was not 10 yards off those very dangerous rocks which lie northeast of the harbour. Well, these are the Pollock Rocks, and many a vessel continued to come to grief on these dangerous outcrops so adjacent to the mouth of Douglas Harbour at that time. It wasn't until almost 50 years later, in the early 1870s, that the Victoria Pier made use of the Pollock Rocks as a base, and that, ironically, went on to provide safe berths with an extension of Douglas Harbour. With regard to Lieutenant Strugnell himself, I found an entry for him in a Naval Biographical Dictionary. He was William Baker Strugnell, who was born on the 27th of January 1788 in Plymouth, and he entered the Navy as a first-class volunteer in November of 1795. So that makes him a seven-year-old. He volunteered and went into service on board a naval ship at the age of seven. Later on, of course, he was placed in command of the Swallow, a revenue cutter, on what was the Irish station, with the Isle of Man at its heart, and he was on that station with the Swallow from 1827 to 1830. Another song from Cornwall now, as Martha Wood sings about the furze bloom, the yellow flowers of the gorse.
There's not a cloud a sailing by that does not hold a shower. There's not a furze bush on the moor that does not put forth flower. About the roots we need not delve, the branches need not prune. The yellow furze will ever flower and ever loves in tune. There's not a season of the year, nor weather hot nor cold. In windy spring, in watery fall, but furze is clad in gold. It blossoms in the falling snow, it blazes bright in June. And love like it is always here, and ever off the tune. Oh, golden furze in bloom, golden furze in bloom. Oh, when the furze is out of flower, the love is out of tune. Oh, golden furze in bloom, golden furze in bloom. Oh, when the furze is out of flower, the love is out of tune. Beside the fire with toasted crabs we sit and love is there. In merry spring with apple flowers it flutters in the air. At harvest when we toss the sheaves and love with them is tossed. At fall when knit and sear the leaves, unknit is love by frost. Thank you. is out of flower, the love is out of tune. Oh, golden furs in
golden furs in
golden furs in
golden furs.
Oh, when the furs is out of flower, the love is out of tune.
Martha Woods singing a song from Cornwall about the furs, and as we heard the gorse there, oh, the furs in bloom, oh, when the gorse is out of flower, love is out of tune. And of course, as we know, when there's no flower on the gorse, kissing is out of fashion. Now, this rescue in relation to the Welsh cargo vessel the Dryades, in which Lieutenant William Baker Strugnell was involved, led to the award of him to him of the Silver Medal of the Royal National Shipwreck Institution for his work in rescuing the crew of this brig. Lieutenant Strugnell's brief association with the island at this time was in command of the Swallow between June 1827 and August 1830. He seems to have served in the Royal Navy then until 1844. After that, there's a mention that he became the agent on board a contract mail steam packet. Now, whilst it doesn't say so, I wonder if this has to do with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company, because I came across another website which is maintained by Clive Strugnell, and he says he's a direct descendant of William Baker Strugnell. And in 2013, Clive Strugnell wrote, "I'm visiting the Isle of Man, where he," that's William Baker Strugnell, "is buried in the Braddon New Kirk Cemetery." Vrian er ega jé na vé ar ninsaca mwy sa tail. Tami ar jit da vé ma gheiladar. Cyrj fi sgle oil i dwrt yn air. As cyrryd tau a chorliat tai fain a jwrnau ened. Rid fi lechach ma erbyn dregar amac, maja on sac. Cyrid, dili yn air, maja? Chynel rid yn ach fyw chwys bwyrra tre ffuddi yw gyar of jay fai bilia, gyar of jay fai bilia ar bia. A chynne maja cajan e mor erbyn dwrt yn dynieg. Tre tam i grei, maja, mach as a tac. Mach leis y badger, ys te lima e peirch y bif ys cyrraeil dyn nhw addi daw, ys te cwr ersyn dawns y rhys, ys chynnydd ei sgwer fai, der yma bys ei bwlt sys gys y tolw, ys te sir y par dŵn. Dych y sôr eis, leis y badger sio, tammi y gen yr as, y bwrd, ys yn addl, ren y nos de braddach, goel yr sŵl fai yn def rerem. Nish eish, lyg de eim bei corych er na nysgiaw, as corchwyr er ulyun yn y bwnan, yes. Now this is a setting by Dave McLean of a poem by Mona Douglas, The Garden, from the Mona's Isle, the Legacy of Mona Douglas project, which was proposed by Dave and Liz McLean. And this setting by Dave of Mona Douglas's poem is sung by Claire Kilgallen, RBV.
Of the old world grace that lingers in its day. There's a riot in the garden of the hollyhocks abloom, and the honeysuckle's airy golden fume. There the rambler roses glow, and the foxgloves gleam and glow, where Madonna spread her sweet perfume.
Claire Kilgallen, RBB, singing the words of Mona Douglas, set to music by Dave McLean. Ni ullion an a boonan, e as you, huish as that geary unsnin gree, dort an deilid ar eg rish an erega, as nim leanan a pogad an och, lesh air. Scorn dod an shan tal yer crail aliad, ach hug ae mer na mech ega, as ullion an a boonan, de hitrach elia. In 2016, Clive Strugnell notes on his website, I've since found William Baker Strugnell's grave and headstone in the New Kirk Cemetery at Braddon on the Isle of Man. He's recorded, he says, as being in command of the British Coast Guard station on the Isle of Man. Well, Lieutenant Strugnell died at the home of his brother-in-law in Tubman Terrace in Douglas in June of 1850. It's not quite clear when he resumed his association with the island, but after that brief service with the Swallow, the 3 years with the Swallow in command here, he evidently returned and, in fact, is died and is buried here. As Masor Shenerish, you can enjoy 2 hours of the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening in the company of Chris Pearson from 7 till 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay will ease you into the early hours of Monday morning with her programme Sundown. Claire na Gael closes with more music from the Welsh musician and singer from Machynlleth, Ceres Havana. She's on piano this time with her composition called Torgoch, which means red belly. And it refers to the red belly of the fish called a char, the sabling, and it's darting about in a mountain stream. Acht an treir jit cartnish the chorkion Claire na Gael. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carshall, Robert a Carshallach.
Owl Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Leave I'm a creorts, as duts, my yearian share.